It's doing good. It's doing good, healing well. You know, still going through the, still healing, so, you know, just dealing with that. But other than that, it's going great.
Do you know how much longer you'll have before that thing's completely healthy and you don't have to wear anything on it?
I'm not sure right now. You know, it's kind of like a, you know, let's say it takes 8 weeks, you know, for a bone to completely heal back great. You know, I think right now, this Friday, you know, will be 5 weeks from the surgery. So, you know, but the doctor said it looks good. So, you know, that's a good thing.
You've obviously done this before. What's, you know, playing with something on the right hand? Mm-hmm. How do you adjust? How does it impact your play?
You know, honestly, you know, I really feel like, you know, if I'm going to be out there on the field, I can't let it affect my play. You know, if I'm going to be out there, you know, I don't want to cheat my teammates of, you know, of anything but everything I have. You know, and I want that to be good. So, you know, if I'm going to be out there on the field, I'm going to make sure, like, you know, I'm ready to go, you know, and no excuses. You know, I got to make a tackle, I make a tackle, a cover, you know, whatever needs to be done, you know, I have to get it done. Probably so.
Is it the same spot?
No, not the same spot. You know, I'm predominantly, I'm right-handed, you know, so tend to be a little bit more ferocious with the right hand, you know, I guess, you know, as it looks, you know, over time. But, you know, it's one of the things that, you know, when it happened, you know, I've, you know, rushed a million times and got it stepped on, hit, everything, you know, and just, you know, something as small as what I did, you know, is what broke it. So, you know, I can sit and wonder, like, you know, why, but, you know, it does me no good. Only thing I could have done was just, you know, have the surgery and just continue to stay mentally focused.
Was it in that drill with Bruce?
Yeah.
So. Did you know right away that?
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things where I wasn't 100% sure, you know, and I didn't want to jinx myself. You know, I didn't want to be like, yeah, it is broken, but, you know, I've endured a lot of, you know, you play this game, you know, you endure a lot of pain, and it was one of them things where, you know, when I try to shake it off, you know, I use my body to just absorb the pain, and it was one of them things where I was like, okay, like, something ain't right, you know, my body's not, you know, not taking it. So I knew then that, you know, it was a little bit worse than, you know, just a bump. Really, you know, they do have two new tackles, you know, left and right, and we know that they do have two new tackles, you know, left and right tackles, but you know, Aaron Rodgers has always got the ball out quick. So, you know, for us, you know, we're not 100% sure, like, how much more faster he can get the ball out than he has before. But we know, like, he's going to be even more at it, you know, to get the ball out, you know, that much more faster.
What's been your impression of Eddie Lacy, the bit of film you've seen
on him? He's a big guy, you know, a big guy. You know, if you let him get started, you know, he can be a nuisance. You know, he can be little bit of trouble, you know, so it's, you know, it's definitely up to us to make sure we don't let them get started, you know, let him get started, and we just got to tackle, you know, as it is against any running back, you know, big or small, we just got to make sure we tackle well.
You guys have made offenses one-dimensional, even with a great quarterback, he's been very successful. Do you see Natalie batted a couple of running backs? Do you see them having, I guess, a potential to have a little bit better balance against you guys?
You know, I guess it's that saying, you know, everybody got a plan, you know, when you go into a game, and, you know, sometimes another plan gets deviated, you know, and it's always up to us as a defense to make sure, you know, we make a team one-dimensional, you know, and we honestly, you know, we don't want to make them anything. We want to take away everything, you know, and but, you know, we know they have added some running backs, and again, you know, they got a $100 million quarterback, you know, so we know they're going to want him to throw the ball, and they got some good receivers, you know, a good tight end. So, you know, I'm sure they're not going to get too far away from, you know, what they do, and that's pass.
Patrick, the reward of being a good team is having a really tough schedule, and you guys have a really tough schedule. How big are these first two games?
You know, they're very big, but, you know, at the end of the day, our biggest focus is the first game, you know, and we just taking one game at a time. And right now, you know, that game is Green Bay. You know, I'm sure everybody, you know, sees Seattle being second. But, you know, our main focus is to come out and play great football this first game and get a W, and then we worry about the other games as they come.
What are your impressions of Phil Dawson and how he's coming here and fit in with his team and how it's going?
Yeah, Phil's a great guy, man. You know, he came in from day one, and, I mean, he's been a guy who's always in the weight room working out hard. You know, I never seen a kicker like work out as hard as he does, you know, and you know, then you see him kick and practice, you know, he takes it that serious, you know. He's one of those skilled guys that, you know, we tend to joke with the kickers and whatnot because they get done so early and get to go home early, but at the same time too, you know, when you see guys like Phil put in all the work that he does when he here, when he leaves, you know, there's no question in mind that he's put in a great day's work. So.
Probably
face
the same thing when
you face
like a Russell Wilson, when, you know, you run
to
read option, kind of thing. You take your shots at him. You think teams are
going to
take more shots at college?
You know, I mean, I don't want to call it like take shots. You know, I just call it, you know, it's trying to stop a good offensive player. You know, stop a good quarterback. And you know, I'm sure you know, a team had all season to try to figure out, you know, ways to get to him, but. You know, just, you know, seeing the way our guys have worked, you know, all season long and to see how they worked during camp and, you know, see Cap putting the work that he puts in, you know, we know it's not going to be easy if they do find a way. You know, they're really going to have to search, you know, deep down, and they're really going to have to come out and play, you know, football. And I'm sure teams are going to do that. But at the same time, too, our guys, you know, they don't stay the same. You know, that's our motto around here, is not staying the same, being better, you know, this year than we were last year, being better today than we were yesterday. So, you know, so they're going to have their hands full.
Last,
the
past,
sometimes had a very large, people call it club on that right hand. I mean, do you have, this may have been like a smaller brace, and you know, kind of what device you have on it?
You know, I'm not sure right now. You know, I think kind of going through some different contraptions and whatnot, but I'm not sure what I'm going to end up with on game day. You know, hopefully it could be nothing. But, you know, like I said, whatever is on this hand, if it is anything, you know, I hold myself to the highest expectations, you know, and that's going out and being accountable, and that's going out and making plays. And so I'll have no excuses, you know, if I miss a tackle, it's because I didn't wrap up. You know, if I don't intercept the ball, it's because I didn't catch it. You know, it's no, like, club this and no, like, my hands mess up here. You know, I just, no excuses, you know, so.
How big was it to get back on practice field last week, and then of course this whole week too, to just, you know, be ready for that game?
Yeah, it's really good, man. I'm a competitor, you know, so each time, you know, I saw my teammates out there practicing and then going on, you know, and playing in the games and whatnot, you know, I wanted to be there with them. You know, I want to sweat when they sweat. You know, I want to be tired when they're tired. I want to be hitting when they're hitting. I want to have fun when they're having fun. You know, I want to be down when they're not doing so well, you know, and it's just one of the things that I just love, being out there with my teammates. And so to have the opportunity to get back out there last week and to be back out there this week, you know, it's a blessing. You know, sometimes you don't realize, you know, how important the game is to you, how much it feels to you, how much you love it, until someone tells you, you know, you can't practice today, you know, because of this, you know, this reason. You're like, but I want to, you know, but it's like, no, you can't, you know. So, you know, now it just motivates me that much more to, when I do have the opportunity to step out on the field, to be that much better, because you never know, you know, when you're going to be told, or when something's going to happen that you're not going to be able to play, you know. So hopefully, you know, this is my one for the year, you know, so. Really, man, you know, I already, you know, have great respect for Eric, you know, in the sense of, I know he's, you know, still coming in and was still learning the system, and, you know, each day is going to be, you know, a progress, you know, he's going to progress each day. But, you know, he's from the SEC, so, you know, I'm a little biased, you know, when it comes to my fellow SEC players. But, I mean, he's – I mean, just to see where he's come from day one to see him now, I mean, he's smart, you know, is very athletic, don't mind hitting, and he listens really well, you know, and you can talk to him, you know. You can talk to him, he can talk to you back. It's not like you talk to him and he's, like, lost because he don't know what to do, like – and I think that's, you know, that's a big thing, is being able to, like, look back there and say, hey, on this formation right here, like, hey, I'm counting on you. He, like, I got you, you know, like, or if I'm looking at him, say, hey, call me off if you see this. And he, like, all right, I got you. Or he tells me before the play, you know, like, hey, I'm going to be here to help you on this. Like, when you can get that kind of communication, you know, that's very big. And, I mean, there's no doubt, you know, he has a big shooter feel because Deshaun, you know, was a heck of a safety force. And, you know, again, I wish him all the best in Tampa. But yeah, I think Eric is going to do really well for us. He just every day, you know, has to be a grind for him. So I know he has it in him. So.